Okay, good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for being here for this meeting. This is the Tucson Pima County Historical Commission Plans Review Subcommittee meeting of Thursday, January 22nd, 2026, call to order at 1:04 p.m. And I'll go ahead and do roll call. Terry Majewski is here, Andrew Christopher,
Here.
Blake Houghton,
Here.
Joel Ireland,
Here.
and Savannah McDonald, not here yet, and we'll just note the time she joins. Okay, item two is review and approval of the 1-8-2026 legal action report slash minutes. Could I have a motion to approve as submitted, please?
I will so move.
And that's Blake.
Yep. Sorry, Terry.
Oh, that's okay. I saw your name up there. Okay, and who will second?
I'll second.
Okay,
Andrew seconds.
we'll go with Andrew. Okay, is there any discussion? Okay, if not, I'll call roll. Terry votes aye. Andrew?
Aye.
Blake?
Aye.
Joel?
Aye.
Okay, the motion passes 4-0, and Savannah not present. Okay. Item three is summary of public comments. Desiree, were any submitted by the advertised deadline?
I did not receive any. I'll let Michael and Jason chime in if they received any.
I did not receive any either.
Jason?
Michael and I double checked on that. There's nothing in the inbox.
Thanks.
Excellent. Okay, thank you. Move on to item four then, historic preservation zone review cases, and we review these under UDC section 5.8/TSM 9-02.0 slash historic district design guidelines and the revised Secretary of the Interior standards and guidelines. Case 4A is SD 1125-00183 slash TC-RES-0725-03480. It's at 3070 North Binghamton Place. The staff contact is Jason. Jason, do you want to introduce the case, please?
Sure thing. Good afternoon, members of the commission. So this is one of those contributing non-historic properties. It's in the San Miguel area that was opted into opted annexed into the Fort Lowell Historic District in the 1990s. The subdivision was built in the mid-1980s. This parcel was built around 1984-86. There's differing dates on this. This is going to be a art studio in the rear of the primary structure. It's about 162 square feet. I'll let Martha Plagel explain a little bit more of that. I'll conclude by saying that when this went before the Fort Lowell Advisory Board, they had a motion with conditions, and they had two conditions: that the applicant use the repurposed doors from the original house, which are wood and not aluminum. Second condition, that the windows and similar design elements be of similar materials and design to match the existing home. With that, I'll turn that over to Martha Plieg.
Hi. Do I need to share my screen? Do you want me to share?
Yeah, I'll make
Okay.
sure we give you permission for that.
Okay.
Okay, you can go ahead with your presentation then if it's.
Are you able to see my screen?
Yes.
Okay, so this is the site plan. This is the existing house, and this is where the new studio is going to be located. It's on the patio. It's not. There's a patio wall here outside. I'm going to show a photo. So No one can see it but the owners. There is a studio and then a small porch. Here you can see the floor plan. Exterior elevations. This is the porch, and this is the door that is going to be reused from the existing one. We're going to match the windows and the window sills. I'm going to show you the materials and photos. This is a side view. This is the other side view elevation. Okay. So here is where the studio is proposed on this part of the patio. This is the existing residence front elevation. This is the side, and this is where the patio door is, the gate, and you need to walk in there in order to see the studio. So that's what you will see on that side. And it will be here. So there's no vegetation here. It will be here. And we're going to match the existing building materials, which is this window, and this is the window that we are going to match. This window sill with bricks, same stucco and paint. It looks different here, but it is the same color. And then the patio wall has this brick on the parapet, which we're going to match here too. If you can see, we're going to match it here. So the studio is going to be aligned the height with the residence, and this in the back is the patio wall to the neighbor, so he will not be able to see. And also it's going to be a 1 hour fire rated wall next to that concrete CMU wall existing, just side by side. We're gonna use rough beams also and match the color on the existing ones for the new porch. Same pavers here are gonna those are gonna be here. And okay, so this is where the property is. Fort Lowell Historic District. And these are nearby properties. So you can see what we're trying to match. This is also a neighbor, but he's different. And that's about it. Do you have any questions?
Yeah, well, thank you, Martha. We'll go around, and who would like to start?
I can start.
Thank you.
Yeah, this looks great to me. The only question I have on the elevations, it looks like the existing yard wall is drawn in. Is that gray kind of, or on the bottom two elevations, I guess? The west. Yeah. Is that the existing yard wall right there?
Yes, this is the existing, and we're going to have a 1 hour fire rated wall
Okay. So
section wall.
your new building is below the height of that wall, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
See?
Yep. Great. Yeah, this all looks great to me. I think it's compatible with the Fort Lowell design guidelines. And I don't think I would have any conditions on it. So I'll turn it over to whoever else has questions.
Okay, I have a question though, Andrew. Should that be marked, or is it clearly stated on the keynotes? Because I can't read them quick. They were kind of small. The fact that it's the existing wall, correct?
I can see it now. It's called out as existing in the keynotes.
Okay,
So, yep,
perfect.
she's got
Thank
it.
you. Sorry, I can't bring up multiple things on my computer to, make them bigger. So great. Thank you. Who's next with questions or comments?
Joe, I just have a quick question. It went by me too fast. The doors in the front are they're reused old doors, or they're matching the old entry doors?
The owner, this door that's here existing on the main residence was replaced I don't know when, but they saved it. And
Ah.
so, and they saved it, and then they plan on reusing it for this new studio.
All right, good job. Excellent. Good. Thank you.
Great, perfect. Is that all you had, Joel?
Yeah, I think it's a great project. Looks good.
Okay, who's next?
This is Blake. I don't have anything on this one. It looks good to me.
Okay, Savannah.
Agree, yeah, nice work.
Okay, I think we need a motion then, and I think it's up to the group if we need to reiterate the Fort Lowell Advisory Board's comments
I
just to
don't.
reinforce that they did it.
I think we're good since the plans were updated to meet their comments.
Okay, so who would like to make the motion?
I can do it.
Okay, thank you.
Alrighty. On the matter of item 4A, case SD 112500183/TCRES0725 03480 at 3070 North Binghamton Place. I recommend approval of the project as submitted.
Thank you. Who will second?
Second, Joel.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Is there discussion? Okay, if not, I will go ahead and call roll. Terry votes aye. Andrew?
Aye.
Blake?
Aye.
Joel?
Aye.
And Savannah?
Aye.
Great. It passes 5-0. And Martha, do you have any questions of staff about the next steps, or are you clear on those?
No, no questions. Thank you. I need to wait for an email, or I don't know.
Yes. Martha, I will be emailing you on what the next steps are going to be taking. Mainly it's going to be on the staff side, but I'll just make you aware of what's going to be happening after this meeting through an email.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Jason. It's always nice to find out if the applicants have questions. So thank you, Martha, and good luck with the project.
Thank you.
Okay, we will. You can pull your presentation down. Great, thank you. So we'll move on to case 4B, which is SD-1225-00188. Slash TC-RES-1025-05181. This is at 719 South 4th Avenue. And Michael, you are the staff contact. This is in Armory Park. It's a full review. Would you go ahead and summarize, introduce the case, please?
Yes, Madam Chair. This property and the building, according to the Arizona inventory form, was built in 1936. And the contributing buildings, you have the South Building, which is Building Unit 1, and the Northern Building, which is Unit Number 2. They were made of bricks, stucco walls. The roof tile is flat with parapet. They have served several uses, including being an apartment, and it also operated as a neighborhood bakery. It is currently a fourplex, a four-unit complex. The proposal before you today is to transform the existing fourplex into a single family home. To achieve this, both interior and exterior modifications were needed, including new addition, detached structures, demolition, and setbacks. This project went before Avery Park in December 17, 2024, as a courtesy review. Armory Park provided comments to the applicant. The applicant went back and based on those comments, revised plans, and they have proceeded in two phases. The first phase, which is phase one, was purely interior remodel of the units. That did not require any historic review, so it never came to you. But before you today, members of the subcommittee, are exterior modification that require your input. And they include windows that were originally vinyl, have been replaced, they are enlarged, and they are upgraded to wood double hung. There's a replacement of rainwater collector and downspout, the stucco walls, the existing sliding and extensive glazing doors have been removed and replaced with wood to comply with AmeriPark design guidelines. The additions that have been proposed include the new entry gate to the courtyard on Fourth Avenue, the new entry terrace that is added between the units in the central court, and the new kitchen terrace that is added at the east of Unit 1. The detached structures that are being proposed include the new cabana and the garage structure that is added on the east end of the property, which is replacing the demolished carport. Landscaping is also proposed to be native vegetation. Demolitions that is occurring on this project include the existing garden walls, shed structures, the non-structural steel beams in the courtyard, and metallic carport. Applicants will be requesting from you today setback waivers on the north, the south, the east lot lines. There is a mention of a pool on the plans, but there's a note saying that that pool is not before you for review today and that it will be subject of a separate permit application. AmeriPark reviewed this project on December 16, 2025, and recommended approval with the following conditions, which is on the legal action report that was sent to you. One is to provide downspout on Fourth Avenue elevation as per the existing conditions. Two, to provide modified security windows on the with vertical bars. And three, the setback modification recommended to be waived include the north and the east, which is at the garage corner from 8 feet 4 to 5 feet and 0 foot respectively. And another setback on the south, which is a kitchen terrace from 7 feet 8 inches to 2 feet. And the 2 feet is acceptable. And four, that the poor concrete structure are only appropriate in this condition because they are interior and not expected to set a precedent. The plans before you today, members of the subcommittee, are the same plans that were reviewed by AmeriPark in order to come up to this final recommendation. We as staff are asking the subcommittee to recommend approval as presented, or approval with conditions, or denial of the project, or you may continue the item to the next meeting. This will end staff presentation today. If there is any question for staff to clarify, I will do it at this time. If not, I will turn it over to the applicant for the presentation.
Thank you, Michael. PRS members, does anyone have a question for Michael before we begin with the presentation?
No, I don't.
Okay, anyone?
No.
Okay.
So,
Go
Okay,
ahead.
Madam Chair, AmeriPark looked at this. It took like over 1 hour something of African presentation. Staff has discussed with the applicant, and the applicant has accepted that they will be able to do a presentation before you in under 10 minutes. So I can turn it over to the applicants for today.
Great. I think we need to share the screen. And Annalisa, I think if you just focus systematically on the changes and what we're seeing in the plans, according to Michael, they don't incorporate any changes requested by Armory Park. Is that correct?
That's correct. The only changes that were requested by Armory Park were two modifications to the Fourth Avenue elevation, which I have drawn and included in this presentation for you as a visual, to see how we are planning on meeting those two stipulations.
Okay, well, if you just start and then point out to us when it's time to talk about how you address their proposed changes.
Sure. Can everyone see my screen?
Yes.
Okay. So, as Michael mentioned, and what you can detract from his summary of the project, this is an extensive, as well as complicated project in its nature, since it's essentially a four-unit complex that is getting transformed to function as a single-family residence. As designer, we've been very mindful to respect the historical quality of this project and essentially maintain that integrity, where living quarters were always branching off a central courtyard. So we've always worked really hard as that from a design point of view to respect that initial historic character of the building. I'm going to skip through the texts. I'll use my presentation to summarize. So, located on Fourth Avenue in Armory Park, as Michael indicated, there is essentially a northern building and a southern building on this lot with central courtyards, an existing storage unit at the back, and a carport. These are just some photographs indicating existing conditions on the property. There was a lot done to this property that was never met with historical code, and our intention is to rectify that to the best of our ability to return this project to a proper the proper suitable character for the neighborhood. Just some context of like the history of this project. It has undergone significant modifications. There's been fire damage that was rectified. So we're being very mindful of the story that this building holds. Just a little bit more context of surrounding views, elevations on Fourth Avenue, elevations on South Railroad Avenue. Some historical context of security bars to existing window openings. Context of existing garages within the neighborhood. And then I'll use this image here to just kind of go through existing versus proposed. This kind of summarizes the project quite clearly. The top two AXO views are a representation of the existing property, and the bottom two axes is our proposed project. So, looking at this view over here, it's the view from the northeast, where you see existing carport to be demolished, existing kitchen terrace to be demolished, and then some modifications to the north and south building, all of which were approved by the Armory Park Board. And then this is just a view looking at it from the southwest, where you can see south western elevation maintained, and then the demolitions at the back of the property. And then looking at the bottom two, you can see again that view from the northeast, so from Railroad, where we are proposing our double garage and cabana structure. as one of the new structures and proposing two entry terraces. And these two entry terraces is what there was a stipulation for from the historic board that is accepted in this project, since it is not visible from Armory Park street views. Also pointing out in these axos is our request for the zero lot line setback for our Gabbana structure. And there are 36 other properties within the Railroad Avenue that have the zero lot line. And then a reduced setback on our northern property line from 8 feet, 4 inches to 5 feet. And we feel that that is acceptable since it's an accessory structure and is similar to what has been approved and acceptable within Tucson for ADUs. And then our reduced setbacks on the southern property for our kitchen terrace that sits within an existing footprint of the existing terrace. And that is reduced from 7 feet, 8 inches to 2 feet. All of these were accepted by the Armory Park Board with the conditions that Michael has outlined. So existing site plan. And then proposed site plan, where you can see the two concrete terraces not visible from any of the streets adjoining our cabana structure with our zero lot line and our 5 feet setback, and in this kitchen terrace on the two on a 2 feet setback. The only modifications that were requested from Armory Park were along Fourth Avenue. And I will use my, these are just enlarged plans of that cabana. This is the existing elevation on Fourth Avenue. This was what we presented to the Armory Park board. With the stipulation that they outlined that they would want to read the profile of the window frames in this opening where we plan to add security bars, and they would want us to introduce downspouts that will match the existing in our proposed elevation. The next slide shows how we have met those two criteria outlined. With a surround on our security bar and a horizontal bar in addition to our vertical security bar. So the profile and the visual rhythm of the windows is replicated, and we will be introducing the two downspouts, replacing them, but matching existing. And then, sorry. The other elevations were discussed extensively for the modifications in the windows and doors that is required for this project to make it function well as a single family residence where circulation between the north and south building become critical and to create a hierarchy as you enter this property as there are multiple existing exterior doors because of its previous occupancy. And then the material palette was discussed and approved by the historic board, where we are introducing solid wood frames that are double hung, where we are replacing windows that are currently vinyl, so meeting a better historic standard, and including native Sonoran landscapes and basalt, which is historic rock within the neighborhood, to complement the landscapes that we are introducing. And that's it. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you, Annalisa. We'll go ahead with, I'll entertain questions, but I did just want to point out that the Armory Park Historic Zone Advisory Board and Plans Review Subcommittee are two independent bodies.
Understand.
We always take, note of their comments. That's important to us to learn what their thoughts were on the review. But we both make separate recommendations that are then considered by the Director of Planning and Development Services. So,
Sure.
but we appreciate that presentation. Who would like to begin with questions?
I can kick it off, I suppose.
Thank you, Andrew.
On the Fourth Avenue elevation, can you talk about, it looks like there's a new wood door, or is that just a gate on the existing opening?
Sure. So I'm going to just quickly go back to this photograph of the existing condition. So the previous owner, this entire opening here used to be a gate, an entry gate to that courtyard beyond. It always functioned as a kind of Zagwan threshold for this property. And the previous owners, without, I think, approval from the historic board, went and added this door, this wall and door to create a different entry. We plan to take this wall and door out to restore the original proportion and size of an entry gate into the property courtyard beyond. So that is what you see here. This new wooden gate will be recessed. It will be at this point. So it's beyond the front elevation. Similar to what there was historically, you would read it as a shadow within this elevation. But proportionately, it will return to that original opening size.
Okay, and you're removing that little overhang
Yes.
canopy as well.
Yeah. So we're removing the steel canopy and we're removing the steel planters. That's pretty much the demolition. And then all of the windows that we are removing on this elevation gets replaced by a solid wood dark fir double hung window to upgrade it from its current vinyl spec.
Okay, excellent. I think that's my only question right now. I may have another later on, but I'll turn it over to whoever else has questions. Thank you.
Okay.
And Annalisa, these the window proportions and spacing do not change, correct? It's just
They don't, no.
not
We
in the
just
front.
yeah,
Okay.
we're just replacing within the existing opening.
And I have a quick question for staff. When this property was made contributing, it was in the fourplex stage, right, or not? Did they say it was contributing based on this changed window or the changed door entry, I mean? Does that question make sense? Staff?
Michael, do you have any
Yeah.
insight into that? I would have to, look into that.
Madam Chairman, members of the subcommittee, the Arizona inventory form, which is attached to this presentation, when I reviewed it, I did not see that there was any distinction about that.
But can we see clearly? Is there a picture of the front that we can look at? It looks like it's an oblique view with.
I have only this view, but I can pull up photographs that are from the city of Tucson's information if that is helpful for this call right now.
Well, let me just ask Desiree the question. I mean, you don't feel that this would impact its contributing status to take it back to its original front entrance, do you?
No, I think in general we encourage kind of restoration to its
Right.
original period of significance. So, I wouldn't have concerns about that if we're taking it back and, have evidence that that's
Very good.
what it looked like. Yeah.
I just wanted that to be noted because we wouldn't want anything to jeopardize the contributing status of the building. So great. Thank you. So who is next with questions?
Gary, this is Joel.
Joel.
I just want to chime in. I really don't have any questions. I think the plan and as presented is very sensitive to the neighborhood and represents good ideas. And the door that Andrew brought up, I think it should be the wildcatted door that was added should be torn down, the original door put back in. So appreciate the homeowners willing to do that. So really, I just had comments, no questions. Thank you.
Great, thank you. Savannah or Blake, who would like to go next?
I have my mic open, I think. Yep. Okay. So this is Blake. The thing that stands out to me on this project was also the front entry or the entry along Fourth Avenue. I'm just looking at this photo that we have, which I assume was taken from the listing. It's obviously from the SHPO inventory. But it looks like, I mean, it's hard to tell without having a better photo, but it does look like it was, I mean, the store looks like it was right on the front of the property, and it kind of looks to me like there is some sort of overhang there, over that door frame. It looks like there's something that's jutting out or creating a shadow, at least in this photograph. But without having something that was clear, it's hard to say. But I think that that would be, part of the face of the building. That would be an important part to try to reintegrate, because obviously, what is there now was not part of, or is, the bones of, at a minimum, whatever was there when this photograph was taken. I don't know. I would like to see what else we have on this before making any kind of judgment call on it.
Annalisa, did you say you had some earlier images?
Yes, I'm trying to pull that up now. Can just give me 1 second.
Okay.
Oops.
Interesting too, now that I'm looking and trying to compare these photos, that it looks like it's been stuccoed over the
Yes.
brick, because there's some brick detail on this historic photo that you can see
Yeah.
around the windows,
Correct. So
which is unfortunate.
historically, with the SHPO listing, it was listed as a brick building. Sorry, I don't know why it's making the screen a line on my screen now. So this was the original building. When it was listed with SHPO, but with the fire damage that the building underwent through, there was a stucco applied to protect some of the damage that was done to the brickwork. So yeah, you can see there's no overhang in this original entry, and as an
And I
elevation,
can't see it.
oh, sorry.
We're only seeing a part of the top of the building, so we need to see it. Yeah.
Give me
Sorry.
1 second. I'm gonna try and open this again. That explains why it was showing me a strange green line. Okay, sorry. So this is the original building when it was brick before it got some remedial work done to the brickwork, which was the stucco application to this project. You can see here that that entry never had any overhangs to it, and as an experience of this elevation, it just always read as this shadowed recess, which is what we are bringing this project back to. So we are pulling our gate back from the face of the elevation to get that shadowed recess back for the main entry as part of the historical restoration.
Can you
For you,
We're just seeing like the file explorer. Are you able to
Pull up the actual image?
I am seeing that on my screen. I don't know why not. Preview.
Oh, there we go.
Ah, there we go.
Yeah.
Sorry. So I think the thing that you might have been seeing was the strange paint application that they had
Maybe, yeah.
around it. And then, yeah, so you can see that there was nothing as an overhang there originally. And we are maintaining this brick garbled detailing at the top. But from what the building is right now, it's all stuccoed over. But we are not planning on removing any of that as a textural context of the history, and also maintaining the windowsills that are still present, even though it is stuccoed over. Yes.
Okay, thank you, Annalise.
Okay. Sorry about that sharing.
No, that's okay. Is does anyone else have a question about this image? No, okay. Okay, Blake, did you have anything else?
Terry, this is Joel.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody asked and I miss it. On the left-hand side of the entryway, there's what appears to be a little archway. Did you guys discuss that just now? Top left corner.
Do you mean what? It
There are
looks
bricks.
like there
If
would
you
have.
look above each window, there's a little arch of bricks in a different configuration than the rows of bricks. And there's one other at the top left corner of that doorway structure.
Yeah, it looks like there may have been a fourth window on that side.
Yeah.
Infilled, yeah, infilled it a long time ago, I think.
Okay. Just in, and that's all right. Good. Just wondered if it was a window that was closed or something. Okay. Good deal.
Nothing that is there in this historical record or in the current condition anymore. Yeah.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Savannah?
Not really any issue. I like what you guys have done. I was just to clarify the window just to the right of the opening, that will have bars over it, but it will still be a window. Is that right?
We are planning on removing the window
Oh.
completely, but maintaining the rhythm of this facade. And then the stipulation that we are meeting is that we are introducing the profile kind of rhythm of a window frame within our security bar design. I mean, in addition, so there's a frame around and a horizontal that would mimic a frame of a window, and then adding our verticals for additional security.
Okay. Is it exterior space behind that, or?
Yes.
Okay, I'm interested. Do you know? I mean, that it's funny that that is the only one that doesn't have an arch top, and it doesn't have like
Yeah,
the
it came
arched
up in
brickwork above
our
too.
historic meeting as well. I don't really know what happened there.
Yeah.
It kind of it seems like there might have not been a window, but at some point there was a window when it got listed. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was suspected. It maybe it came later. It was a later, not original. No, I'm happy, and I think it's nice work. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, any further questions before I go hunting for a motion?
Nope, I'm good.
By the way, I'm on my mobile now, so if it shows up differently for y'all, just FYI.
Okay, no, it
Good
says that
deal.
you're on your mobile on your thing, which
Okay. Awesome.
so we'll need a motion that, Michael, we do need to recommend the setback waivers, correct?
That's correct, Chair.
Okay. So, Andrew, are you up for this? Because Savannah, we can't make her do it if she's on her mobile. We could, but that's sort of mean.
That would be mean.
Yes, I can. Give me one sec.
We're down to one motion maker. Darn.
No, we can have others, but then I'd be after y'all.
Okay, so from the armory park conditions, they will mention the setbacks. I don't think we need to mention, or Michael mentioned that the pool is by a separate permit. I think that's clear. And then was there, sorry, I'm getting back to the armory park
There was
motion.
four, sorry, there was four items I
Thanks.
can summarize. One being approval of the setback waivers, and I can list them out if that's helpful.
No, it's on our agenda.
Okay, and
Yeah,
then two was
checklist.
the and then number two was the concrete terraces as appropriate for the kitchen and the entry as it's not visible from Fourth Avenue. And then the two modifications to Fourth Avenue elevation that I explained in the presentation, which is the adding original matching existing downspouts and modifying the security bars to the opening.
Okay. All right. So we will do the setbacks, and then the security bars looked good to all of us. So we'll say those, I think, are look okay as presented, but we'll mention them in the motion. And we'll basically capture everything Armory Park asked for, unless anyone else, anyone's objectable to that.
I'm not, I don't object.
Okay. All righty. On the matter of item 4B, SD12250018/TCRES10250581 at 719 South 4th Avenue, I recommend approval of the project as presented with the following conditions. One, to provide downspouts on the 4th Avenue elevation as presented. Two, that the modified security bars on the 4th Avenue elevation are acceptable as presented. Three, that the setback modifications are acceptable as presented and are as follows. North setback reduced from 8 foot 4 to 5 feet. East setback reduced to 0 feet, and south setback reduced from 7 foot 8 to 2 feet. And condition four, that the poured concrete structure terraces, sorry, poured concrete terrace structures are acceptable as presented, but are not to set a precedent.
Great. Is there a second for that?
Second.
This is Blake. I'll
Oh,
second.
Blake seconds. Yeah.
Okay. Is there discussion on the motion? And Andrew, you'll provide that to me and to Desiree.
Yeah, I didn't write it out, but I'll summarize it the best I can.
Yeah, and we'll and I can double check it in the transcription and so on. Okay. No discussion. I'll go ahead and call roll. Terry says aye. Andrew?
Aye.
Joel?
Aye.
Savannah?
Aye.
Blake?
Aye.
Great. Thank you. It passes 5-0. And Annalisa, do you have any questions for staff about the next steps, or are you good?
I do not. I can check in with Michael about next steps. Thank you.
Yeah,
no,
Thank you very
just
much for this complicated but clear presentation. We appreciate it.
no problem. Thank you, everyone.
Good luck with the project. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, item five is the courtesy review. 5A is 714 North Euclid Avenue and 708 North Euclid Avenue, various parcels. And Desiree, this is your case. I'll let you go ahead and provide background, please.
Thank you. So I actually do not see the applicant online currently, unless I am missing it. He did confirm yesterday that he would be on today, and I have since messaged him and emailed him. So haven't heard from him. So we might just not take this, or we can continue this item, perhaps.
Okay, should we go ahead with the next items and come back? And then if
Do
he
that.
hasn't joined, then we, I think we had, don't we have to make a motion to continue?
Yes. I'll
Okay.
make a
So,
motion to continue this
no,
item.
wait, we're waiting, Joel.
Oh.
We're waiting to see. We're going to go through item six.
Ah.
And so, and then we'll come back to this. If he's still not here, then we'll, he or she is still not here, then we will do that motion. But thank you. Okay, item six then is current issues for information discussion. 6A is minor reviews. Who's updating us?
Let me
Michael.
start with the update and then Jason can take over from me. We have 215 East University, which was a roof shingle, that one. What I'm updating now is project that I am currently working on. 215 East University for roof shingles, 102 East First Street for solar panel, West University. 112 East First Street for solar panels, and the last one is 800 East University for a sign. Those are the ones that I have and I'm currently working on in West University. So I'll turn it over to my teammate, Jason, to give any update on any minor reviews that he may have.
Thank you, Michael. I'll keep this brief. I have no minor reviews.
Wow. Okay. Desiree, do you have any for us?
No, I don't have any minor reviews. I will have an update under future agenda items.
Right. We'll get there. Okay. Item 6B is appeals.
There are no appeals.
Not at this time. That's good news. Item 6C is zoning violations.
We don't have any new to report that I'm aware of, unless Michael, do you have anything to report on?
No, we just have a couple of them that we are currently working on them, but they're not yet ready to come for review, but we do have some of them that have been pending.
Thanks.
Okay. Item 6D is review process issues. Were there any things we wanted to report? Is this where you were going to mention that one item, Desiree?
Let's see. I can't. The All Saints Project, is that what you're
Yes.
referring to? Yeah, I can mention that here. I don't know if it's really a review process issue, but it's just an update. So the All Saints Project that has come before you a few times as a courtesy review, that's the kind of multi-family and historic building rehab project in Armory Park. It had initially some HUD funding, but we heard today that the HUD funding has been withdrawn. So therefore, there's no longer any Section 106 kind of federal nexus. So the Section 106 review process that was underway is now no longer. So the project is still moving forward, but in kind of a scaled back capacity. So the plan is to still rehab the existing historic buildings that were initially, that are still part of the project. So the applicant will be resubmitting their application, which is we've started to receive a few because, as you know, there are multiple buildings, multiple parcels, but they'll be updating their plans, resubmitting once those design packages are deemed complete for historic review. They will be scheduled for your review. So we don't have dates at this time because the applications are being revised. But that's essentially the update. I'll keep you posted as we learn more.
Thank you. Other PRS members, do you have anything you'd like to bring up or discuss a review process issue?
Sure. Yeah, it's sort of review process, but I was on the seminar today that JJ had sent out, and we get the question a lot from applicants, like if there's anyone we recommend for, certain contractors or whatever. And I know it's always a little touchy to like recommend specific people. So I've found out, maybe you already know, but the Arizona Preservation Foundation actually keeps like a list that people can access of historic preservation contractors. So in the future, we may just give them that link or point them in that direction, save us a little trouble.
A good idea. Anything else?
What's the name of the referral again?
It's through the Arizona Preservation Foundation, and
Okay.
it's called their Historic Preservation Resource Guide, and they have it posted online.
Oh, good. Thank you.
And do we know, Andrew, how people can get listed on that?
Yes, they need to contact the Preservation Foundation and apply.
Oh, okay. So it's vetted. It's not just like anyone can go, hey, I
Correct.
just joined yesterday. I'm a masonry subcontractor.
It's vetted. I don't know what their vetting process is, but it is vetted by them.
That's good. Okay, great. And I wonder, I hope
Didn't
all, go ahead.
doesn't does Desiree, your office has a list as well. Is that right? That I've seen. I feel like I've seen shared. It's like a spreadsheet.
We don't have a list, not that I'm aware of. And my understanding is that we are not, the city in general doesn't kind of promote certain contractors or businesses over the other. Okay.
Yes, as a public servant, we are not allowed to refer applicants or people to any specific person. I think Savannah may be talking about the list of contact people that we have listed who undertake city projects.
Oh, like our consultant.
Okay.
Yeah, there's an approved consultant list for city, like city vendors.
Okay. Maybe, yeah, you're right, Michael. I think that's probably what I'm thinking of. At some point, something was shared that I remember. So it's probably it.
And that's
Thanks.
something you have to apply for, correct? I mean, Desiree, that's you
Yes.
apply, you get selected as a qualified contractor, basically.
Right.
Okay. Very good. Thank you. Anyone else? All right, item 7 is future agenda items, and our next meeting is scheduled for February 12th. Before I turn this over to Desiree, is everyone planning to be on the 12th?
Yes, this is Blake.
Yes,
Yes.
I'll be
Yep.
there.
Yes. Yes.
Everyone will be on. Excellent. Okay. Oh, and I wanted to thank Savannah for running the last meeting when I was acting like a chicken with my head cut off in Detroit. So there was not a minute that day. So thank you. Desiree,
Oh, no
what do you have
problem.
for us?
Yes. So we do have two full reviews for you on February 12th. One is the Stravenue Social building at, or that's the project, and the address is 2330 East Broadway Boulevard. And then the other one is 102 East Speedway in West University. We also have an update on the City Hall Historic Landmark designation. So Jason has been working on that. Research is ongoing, but he's found a lot of good stuff at the Arizona Historical Society,
Good.
as well as permit history. He's been looking through those. There's a lot there, as you can imagine. And he also met with Commissioner Houghton on site, and they kind of looked at site features. So we're still working through that. One kind of question we have for you all. So currently, the parcel that contains City Hall, it kind of just, encompasses City Hall and the parking lot. It does not actually encompass, there's two little parcels where the kind of landscaping is located. And then kind of on the side, there are two, there's a narrow parcel. So those are all city-owned parcels. So we may kind of have a conversation with the mayor's office to see, can those parcels also be included as part of the setting? So we're still working through those things, but I just wanted to give you that update. There was discussion, Commissioner Houghton had asked kind of about the plaza, to, let's see, is that to the east, of City Hall, but that's actually county land. So We're not going to be, exploring including that because that's different jurisdiction. But just wanted to get that update that we are kind of trying to narrow down or figure out the boundary and those features that are would be included.
That's a great. I'm so glad to hear that, Desiree. I have one minor correction. It's Houghton.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Houghton. Thanks for letting me
Eventually
know.
everybody will get it, and then it'll be long enough that my time on the commission will have lapsed and I won't be here
Oh
anymore.
no. But
we're all friends here on PRS, so we can just say Blake, Savannah, Andrew, Terry, Joel. But thank you.
Yes. Oh, and then I do have one other update actually. So this morning we a few of us took a site visit to West University to the homes that had been relocated as part of the Capstone project. So there's those five houses on site. Commissioner Christopher attended, and Rick McDonald from West University Historic Zone Advisory Board attended. And we got kind of a tour of the site just to look at the improvements being made so far. Everything's looking really good. They wanted to talk to us about the roofing color because the colors that had the products that had originally been approved were the colors are no longer made. So, we looked and chose some updated colors that were similar to what had already been approved. But also we just wanted to kind of get an eye on the site and see what was going on. So everything's looking really good. There may be some proposed modifications that would come back to you as a full review, but we'll be, waiting to see those get those elevations, and we'll have more info on that
Great.
as when we get
Thank you.
back.
Any questions for Desiree or anyone? Okay, and so we'll move back to item five. Desiree, have you seen our applicant?
No, it doesn't appear to be
Okay,
here.
so we need a motion to continue, please.
No, I
Anyone?
make the motion. I make a motion. This is Joel, on item number five to continue it to the next available time that they can meet.
Okay. Is there a second?
I'll
This is
second.
Blake. Oh, I'll let Andrew do it.
Okay, we've got Joel moving and Andrew seconding. Item five to move to continue item five to the next available time, the next available meeting, because the applicant's not here. So let's go ahead. If there's no discussion, Terry votes aye. Andrew,
Aye.
Savannah,
Aye.
Blake,
Aye.
and Joel.
Aye.
And that's all of us. Yeah, so that passes 5-0. Excellent.
Quick
All right.
question. Sorry, who seconded that motion?
That
Edgar.
was
Edgar.
Andrew.
Yeah.
Yeah, Joel made the motion and Andrew seconded.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay. So we will go ahead and adjourn at 2:07, and we'll see everyone next time. Thanks very much. And thanks, staff, for working with the applicants to present concise presentations. It's very much appreciated, and I think it makes for a better review. And so when do you think you might get me this LAR? Just curious.
Probably pretty soon. I'll wait for the motions from Andrew. I think it was just Andrew, right? That we.
Yeah, we made Andrew do it. So probably today. Wow. Okay. That's good. Well, anyway, thanks everyone. We'll see you. We adjourned at 1:07.
Thank
Thank
you.
you.
Bye.
Thanks,
Bye.
guys. Bye.
Bye. Bye.